I want to talk to you about Matt Calvert to start with. How valuable is it for you to have a guy like that with his energy, his passion, the way he plays, and you can move him to almost any spot in your lineup?
That's the thing, is the versatility. Left wing, right wing, penalty killing. I hear he's pretty good in front of the net on the power play. I haven't used him there. But he is a guy that I'm always in all situations, you're looking down the bench. I'm glad he scored the other night. He's had some chances of late, hasn't finished. Maybe that will help him offensively as far as finishing on some of his plays. But since I've been here, he's been a very important guy to the team.
Now, on the other side, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Brandon Saad, how hot he was and how well he was playing. He's dropped off here in these last couple of games. What's he have to do to get that back?
Well, I thought the last game, and part of the responsibility is me, in trying to find him some more ice time. Early on, he was really good, struggled. I've got to get him into more of a flow. I haven't used him a lot on the power play. I know he scored some early power play goals, but then I thought he struggled a little bit on it. So he's been off of that, haven't used him penalty killing. I think he's a guy, and we've talked about it, that I need to find him some ice. And I did the last game, and I thought really, in a dismal game against L.A., I thought he was probably our best forward as far as his legs moving and creating. So he'll get more opportunities. But I got to take a little responsibility there. I need to find him some more ice to get him going.
And it was him that set up Matt Calvert and gave him that pass in the neutral zone.
Yes, a really good pass. He scores a goal. I just thought Sada was really moving his legs, and he's a dangerous guy when his legs are moving.
You've talked about Sergei Bobrovsky and how the goalie goes, so goes the team. He's out for the next 3 weeks, so you'll rely on Curtis McElhinney. You've seen him a little bit. I know it's a drop-off in some ways, sure. But this is what he's paid for, right?
Yeah, this is part of the business, and we'll miss Bob. I mean, his game has been dead on, and when Mac has played, although he hasn't played a whole bunch, he's played very well. And I've said it every time when Mac has played. Sometimes he settles the team down because he's not a lot of motion to his game. He just seems confident, and great opportunity for him. And this is part of the National Hockey League when you go through the injuries and you have a guy step up, and we feel very comfortable with him.
Last time you played the Jets, it's probably a game you want to forget about. They ran over you at Nationwide Arena. You have to come into this place. This building, it's tough. It's small, but they're right on top of you. It's tough.
Yeah, they're a big team. It's their style. It'll be a really physical game, I believe. They've been sitting here. They've had 3 or 4 days off. I'm just hoping that we answer. I'm not really worried about Winnipeg, respectfully saying that, but I'm worried about us answering after a game against L.A. in our building that was just one of the worst games I've seen us play. So I hope we step up here and certainly play with more structure and most definitely play with more energy.
Torch, thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach Sean Tortorella, Milan, back to you.